This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that Russian forces now occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory, with front lines in the conflict stretching for more than 1,000 kilometers. Zelensky said that while his country is grateful for all the aid it has received, allies need to step up weapons supplies to Ukraine. The Ukrainian leader's comments came a day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States is providing the nation with a $700 million package of more advanced rocket systems and munitions as the Russian invasion enters its fourth month. White House officials say Ukraine has vowed not to fire those rockets into Russian territory. Germany has also said it will supply Ukraine with up-to-date anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems. Meanwhile, Ukraine's emergency officials say Russian shelling overnight has set a school on fire in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Officials say a woman died in the blaze and a man has sustained injuries. Fires from the shelling also occurred in other areas of the Kharkiv region, with one regional governor saying on Telegram shelling had taken place on the border with the Kherson region, much of which is under Moscow's control, while around Sumy, bordering Russia, three people were wounded as a result of overnight missile strikes. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In its daily intelligence report Thursday, Britain's defense ministry said Russian forces, backed by heavy artillery, control most of the eastern industrial Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk, now largely in ruins after days of fierce fighting in which Russians have taken heavy losses. Ukraine's Donetsk region governor told Reuters news agency, out of a pre-war population of about 1.7 million residents, about 340,000 people remain in the region. This is VOA News. In Washington, the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee Thursday is holding a hearing on gun legislation in the wake of two mass shootings in the past month that saw 18-year-olds, first in the northeastern city of Buffalo, New York, and last week in the southwestern state of Texas, using assault rifles to carry out their crimes. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The bill would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic centerfire rifle from 18 to 21. It would also make it a federal offense to manufacture or possess large-capacity magazines and would create a buyback program. The assailants in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, both 18, used semi-automatic rifles to kill 31 people. The Democratic legislation is seen as a marker, putting lawmakers on record about gun control ahead of this year's elections. The Senate is unlikely to take it up, however, with a bipartisan group trying to craft a gun safety bill that can win enough GOP support to become law. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thursday's congressional hearing comes a day after police officials in the southwest central state of Oklahoma say four people were killed in yet another shooting, this time at a Tulsa medical building on a hospital campus. A Tulsa Police Department spokesman confirmed the number of dead and said the shooter was also killed, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The motive for the attack was unclear. The facility, the St. Francis Health System, locked down its campus Wednesday afternoon because of the situation at the Natalie Medical Building. The building houses an outpatient surgery center and a breast health center. Police and hospital officials said they were not ready to identify the victims. The identity of the shooter and his motive has not yet been released. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele said the country is very close to winning the war against gangs as he marks his third year of the government in government with a ceremony at Congress late Wednesday. In his third year government speech, Bukele focused on the so-called war against gangs and said he is on the verge of winning, as well as emphasizing the country is sovereign and independent. Bukele made the comments Wednesday in a nationally televised speech before the Legislative Assembly, which has a large pro-government majority. The 40-year-old president was first elected in 2019 as a member of the right-wing Grand Alliance for National Unity Party. He did not refer to the nation's economy, social issues, or the more than 1,400 complaints of human rights violations under the national state of emergency that has been in force in the country since March. 4 days of celebrations honoring Queen Elizabeth, 70 years on the throne, are getting underway Thursday in Britain and in British Commonwealth nations around the world. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday Russian forces now occupy about 20% of Ukrainian territory, with front lines stretching more than 1,000 kilometers. Reporting via remote,